This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I'm from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Where I from, on, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life ain't easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Way I from in town, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke in town, bro.
Good evening, it's Soon Be Doc. Welcome again to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, or Scroogie, MP. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. And it's always a pleasure to be a host on this wonderful station. And you know, the show is all about talking about what's going around the country, solutions to the country's problem. And you know, sometimes we have to have conversations that the powers to be, that we know exactly what's going on in the country, even sometimes they try to misdirect us. Because you know how government officials are, you know how governments are, even the hospital, they will deny any wrongdoing. Even if things happen accidentally, you know, but they would always try to not, say, put the blame on them. You know, they would always deny and find a way to make it seem right to the beam in public when we have our own opinion based on what we have experienced over the last 52 years in the country. So, you know, we always need a government, but, you know, if you read the Bible tells you, you know, give unto Caesar what is unto Caesar, you know, but governments around the world, you know, if you look at the United States of America, they're no different. You know, they make mistakes, they have corruption, but they have mechanisms in place, like the FBI Bureau of Investigation, Fire on the Parker Unit, they have the Senate, they have people who question the president. If you notice what's going on right now, there's a lady who is a part of Congress or a part of one particular board. She now herself is actually the one who questioning why stealing oil out of Iran, and she's putting questions to the general, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So even questioning, even the corrupt nation, as America, there's still mechanisms in place where they're trying to bring democracy and bring questions to questions that the public knew, the questions that the public knew and wanted answers to. They have mechanisms in place. And the main government, you know, you have three branches of government over here, and similar to the United States of America, and what they do, even if the beliefs are wrong, they're never gonna admit it. So what they do, and they do that because they don't want to get lawsuits or they don't want to get backlash. And that's the main thing, even though they could be wrong. So we live in a system itself that even if it's wrong, it would deny it's wrong. And we have many people who would support that, who are party members. And this indecision can probably be, could probably be the reason why the Bahamas it is the way it is today. Because when I look at it from a guy who come off the streets, and I look on what's going on in society from the top, the very top, and I see how it affects from the top to the very bottom. I look at the school kids, like a few days ago, there was this little young gentleman, I don't know if he's more than 14, 15, actually fighting in the school where he's beating a female, you know, throwing all kind of blows on her. Why is that a kid just standing around? So what we have there? We have in the schools, we have students fighting teachers, we have parents coming to school because their children said the teachers did them something, and they're coming to fight the teachers at school, at the junior high schools. So if the teachers are not respected in the country, and we have parents, we have kids fighting the teachers, fighting the principal, no respect, like, their lives don't mean nothing. These are the educators that are teaching their ABC, you know, mathematics, you know, talking to them, you know, making them laugh, but the kids themselves, some of them, you know, where they come from, that environment, you know, where that whole soul, that community, you know, they grow up in an unorganized home, you know, so what they have is this. The World Health Organization has given information out that a country that has 100 murders per year is a conflict zone. And that means it's called a violent nation. So the Bahamas for some time now has been designated as a violent nation, but our government has not taken the statistics and used this data and this information and started to say that, you know, it leads to mental health. So we have a whole huge population in this country, whether it's the politicians, the pastors, the people on the streets who have a mental health issues, police officers, defense officers who have a mental health issue because of the violence that's been plaguing our country. And all that comes with poverty, all that comes with corruption, all that comes with lack of directing the youths in the right direction, whether it comes to sports, leaving so many people behind, people stagnated in the country. So what do we have now? We have a country now in the Bahamas that has a mental health issue in this country, okay? And we have a violent nature in our country. So today's show, I just want to show you the character of how, from the very top to the bottom, it's affecting us. And even though you are part of a party, which I think today, a party is like, okay, many people who are part of the Free National Movement, many people who are part of the PLP after the election just went, with all this corruption in one area, I mean, just talking about the government is doing an awesome job in different departments when it comes to development. They're doing some great works with building airports, building clinics. We give them that. Tourism, we give them that. But when it comes to the corruption part, and as far as I can say, major development, when it comes to the morgue and home, they're doing some good homes as well. You know, I think the government pledged to build, 5,000 homes in the next 5 years, if I'm correct. I saw the Minister Keith Bell, I think, if I'm correct with the numbers, but Keith Bell, Minister of Housing, and Land Reform, he mentioned the fact that they think their goal is to, I think, if I'm correct. I ain't too sure. But anyway, we want to have this discussion today to show you about character and how it's to the very top, affecting us to the very bottom. And if we want our country to be better, how is it going to be better when people at the top themselves who are trying to be violent, you know? I don't think they know what violence is. I see a lot of people in the country wants to be bad, whether in politics. I listen to, when I look at the rallies, people jumping up on one another's face. You know, man, violence is a very serious thing, you know? I've been involved in violence from when I was the age of around when I was seeing it until I became involved in it from when I was a kid, granted to my teenage years, with some of the most violent set of people in the country. And I became one of the most violent set of persons in the country myself, shooting, stabbing, fighting every day and all this stuff, and getting shot at this is what it's all about. So a lot of people in politics, and listen, I see them on in Parliament, and they behaving in such a manner like they're ready to fight and all that. Do you all know what getting shot at all about? Do you know what getting stabbed is all about? A lot of you are picking up an identity, what the World Health Organization has stated in the Bahamas. We are a violent nation, and even our politicians and our people, the most decent set of people who we call decent themselves, have some of these illness in this country. Because they don't know what they're actually doing to the country by behaving in such manner. Now, I know it's all about politics, right? But the insults and the protection of wrongdoing in the country when it comes to corruption and trying to deny the fact and trying to persuade the majority of us who live in the country. Now, we must remember the election just went a few weeks ago. And you remember, we had over 209,000 people registered in the country. That's the highest voters register in the history of the country. We is looking for high numbers, but we have one of the lowest turnout in history of the country. We have 60,000 to 70,000 people who registered to vote, declined to vote. And you know why? The reason they declined to vote, because they don't believe in nothing but the government has to say. There are people who are just saying, you know, I'm going to live in this country. I'm going to try to do what I have to do to make ends meet. Government's going to do what they have to do. So even though you're governing, and even though the opposition is speaking for the people, you guys are invisible to the majority of people who live in this country, because they see the pain, they see the suffering, and they have seen this over and over and over. So they say to themselves, y'all don't exist, okay? There are people who live in this country, there are 60,000 to 70,000, and there's more, probably could add the next 60,000 to 70,000 people with that, who didn't even go on to register to vote. They don't have no desire to be interested or believe in any politician out there. They have the discussion, but they don't believe in it. And you can't blame them. It sends a message to the mindset of how people in this country are just fed up with the whole process. So today we're going to talk about, okay, forget it to even introduce. I'm the host of Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. And it's a pleasure to be your host. We have Wally in studio tonight as the producer. So the big topic is, We heard the Honorable Speaker Patricia DeVoe. She's the Speaker also, and she, during a second term, and as a Bahamian who living in the city community and a Bahamian at large, and herself, congratulate on a successful second term. You know, she's in Parliament, and I think the opposition leader, Michael Pintard, was making a point of order concerning allegation being made against politician number one in the House of Parliament that was revealed in the U.S. District Court. And he was trying to make a point of order. I'm going to look for it, but not that one. But anyway, the opposition leader, Michael Pintard, and then, you know, the speaker said that, you know, if you don't have no evidence, and if you have evidence, go down to Central Police Station. She also said that, you know, it's hearsay, and in the House of Parliament, it's hearsay, and that, you know, hearsay should not be allowed in the House of Parliament, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, she said some things like that. She's a speaker of those, you know, but, you know, meaning that it's gossip and that, you know, so that was a lot of talks around the country. And most BMs are saying, you know, why would you defend something that is corrupt when most Bahamians feel and know that, you know, somewhere down the line with the information received, and they talking about, we ain't even talking about number one politician. I see Michael Pinton knocking on the number one politician. I think the opposition are missing a big opportunity here. You know, and this is not to belittle nobody. We're just talking about this is the government now. We have this problem going on with the board administration. This government can fix it. So we want this issue fixed, but we don't want it cover up. We want it fixed. That means you're the government now. Yes, it happened on the board administration. Board administration, when they get elected, they were involved indirectly or directly. Sometimes you might not know. Sometimes you might know and turning a blind eye because the person is a part of the party and that's what they're doing as an individual. And you turning a blind eye, you could be getting cut on the side. Us behaving, that's how we think, and that's what this how we thinking now. Besides what the whole speaker saying now, this is not a personal attack on the whole speaker because the whole speaker is a part of a party, and she can't speak out against her party. You understand? Even though it could be the right thing to do, she would not do it, okay? Because if she do it, she would upset some members in a party, and then they would probably demote her. Remember the Travis Robertson incident when he, you know, spoke on behalf of the people of being a grandstand, and then, you know, he got benched and position got taken from then former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Minnis. You know, so you really can't speak out against your party, even if something was going on wrong in your party, why is it governing and it's affecting the country on a high level? And see, that's the dangerous thing about all of this, people. That's the dangerous thing. Despite the government doing great on all of the progress they're making in the country, but imagine things going on wrong with people who are part of various different government entity, immigration, customs, the police, right? And you're trying to tell us with all the information we receive that this is just gossip and that the opposition should not further the matter unless they have information. Like, we ain't see the connection. And then there's connections. You know, besides, we ain't worrying about the number one politician. Number one politician, I ain't excited to even know who it is because there's bigger fish to fry. All right, because like I say, when police officers could be running airport, like Curtis was running the Nassau International Airport, and then you get Miller running one next airport, and we see both of these officers who are senior officers who were controlling the airport. So this is a major, major operation that has been going on for so many years, and they were running by our Defense Force officer, who gave away logistics location to the drug dealers who were actually FBI informants on how to go in Bahamian waters and duck the U.S. Coast Guard or the patrols that the U.S. used to, it's like roads out there. And this Defense Force officer, he, you know, knows the sea very well. So he gave this information out to the various different drug routes to duck the patrolling Defense Force officers, patrolling cutters from the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. boats. You know, he gave a logistic routes to duck detection, okay? And that was done by a member of our Royal Bahamas Defense Force, and then we have the Royal Bahamas Police Force and all this stuff. So these things are connected. We have heard all this happening in our country. Okay, so now we have the whole speaker, right? She is talking about the number one politician. Like I say, I'm not worried about the number one politician because this shows you there was something going on when we have these two officers now are behind bars. One is in the Bahamas, another is in the U.S., and they're serving time for using the Bahamian assets, means the Bahamian plane. The Bahamian, I think it's the Bahamian, I don't know if it's the Defense Force plane, the Bahamas Defense Force plane, or the Royal Bahamas plane or boat, but one was confiscated, is in the U.S. custody, and it is of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force or the Royal Bahamas Police Force is in custody. So that means this happened. So we're not concerned about the number one politician. And when you listen to our leaders who, you know, who pass the law. You know, they are legislators. In fact, the politicians are actually police, you know, because they pass the law for us to follow. So when we have them taken up for persons who are part of their organization, right, because they don't want to smear the political party, okay, in there, what that does is further pull us away from God. Because we say we is a Christian nation. So the more we sway away from God and start to put wrong where there's right is, we will still punish. And as we vote in these parties and we continue to believe that whatever they do is right and support it and not speak out about it and try to correct it, then it falls on our children. Okay? So to me, a lot of people in this country can't complain. I'm sorry for saying this. A lot of people in this country can't complain when they see children get shot down in the streets in Arsenal, Providence, if they support the persons who speak against what's wrong in the country. Whatever party you are, you're responsible because you're speaking of something that is wrong. You know what is wrong, but you're part of a party. I ain't talking about the, don't worry about the good stuff. Don't worry about the hotels. Don't worry about the roads and clinic. That's good stuff that the Progressive Liberal Party is doing. I'm talking about the corruption. I'm talking about this one corruption thing that we have, Rachel. And if you're not speaking out against this, knowing that these things have been happening in our country, how many people, children, you think, have been persecuted by the law from these same officers who supposed to swore and protect, who go around, terrorize people who are selling their little one, their little 2 pound a week, and lock them up, right? Put them before the courts and get them fined and send them to prison. And they are the same one who supplying these same individuals, these same guns and drugs. Now think about that. So a lot of you kids who you see in the road who get catch with guns and selling drugs and all that stuff, it reflects right back to the people at the very top who go there and do these illegal activities, whether it's politician number one, whether it's Mr. Gardner, whether it's whoever the connection with Curtis and Miller and all that click, because it's a bunch of people on both sides in government and on the streets. All right? And that's dangerous. So when you see people, children getting killed in the streets, you know, and you're taking up for something that is wrong, you're at fault. Because you're turning a blind eye because you're getting on contract or you know somebody in the party. No, you gotta stand for this. Listen, put aside all that the party is doing. They're doing great. Second term. I said they was gonna do a second term. You know, Bravery is not a bad prime minister, you know, but he need to speak up. You know, I listened to him today, and he talking about he don't know no one in parliament who is doing illegal stuff. Mr. Prime Minister, you only can speak for yourself. You can't speak for what people do when they leave your office and who they connected to. Okay. That's why I'm waiting for this anti-gang thing to pass. Because when it's passed, a lot of people from top to bottom, if the anti-gang bill passed, but they're connecting people who are involved with gangs and drugs, then we're going to have a lot of people in this country from the top to the bottom getting handcuffed in this country. So I'm curious about this because how do I explain it when our former Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, explained it? I listened to him good. And he talked about his anti-gang, I mean, you connect it and this and that. So it's like this. If that was passed, right, then say, don't get me wrong, I's a fair person. When the former Minister of National Security, Marvin Dames, partner. Now, I'm not saying Marvin Dames is involved in any drugs, okay? Because that is investigated. That person is charged before the court and They are not looking to question Marvin Dames. He seems to be no point of interest, but that was his boat. So I'm just saying how things work. Because when I was in the gang, this would happen when we get like the Andy Gang thing I'm associated. So just said a guy ran, and he used Marvin Dames' boat. Marvin Dames don't have to know nothing about it, not his wife, but the boat is in his name. And he used the boat to inspection and its license, and so it passed all the requirements to get in the U.S. Because, you know, Mr. Dames probably is the one who did all the documents and stuff like that, you know, because he's the former minister of national security, know what to do. Now, this person who got locked could be saying that I could use this to his benefit. And he could be saying, Marvin Dames ain't gonna know about this, but I'm just gonna use my connection. And, you know, he just wanted me to pick up supplies from the U.S. I could take this opportunity now to work with my boy over there. Have some drugs, and you know, I could use this as a front. You know, using Marvin Dames as a front. That's how things work. You understand? But at the end of the day, once that boat was confiscated in the States, and we had an anti-drug law over here, when they talking about what they call it now, the RICO law, that means everyone had to be brought in and questioned, because everyone is connected. You understand? So they would check the guy on the boat. They would question Marvin Dames. You understand? And ask him what this was and if they have any evidence. You know, that's how it is, right? So I'm curious for that. You know. So anyway, you know, Miss DeVoe, she was saying all of that. So let me see if I can find a clip. Okay, I'm gonna find a clip so I can play it and make it more interesting. Yeah, so that's how things work, you know? And so I want to see this law come in place, because a lot of people in this country, you know, are connected because of party, you know? And Mr. Prime Minister, you don't know what these individuals are doing, you know? You don't know. And sometimes you might know, and you yourself, as decent as you are as a human being, you know, some things we turn a blind eye to. And I'm not saying that people are part of the party. There are thousands of people are part of the PLP, and thousands of people are part of the Free National Movement. You can't tell who was a killer. You can't tell who's a drug dealer. You can't tell who it is. You know, so I saw them asking about this thing about the opposition. I think Michael Pintard is asking the government if they get any campaign funds from Gardner. Well, again, you know, if they did, he was a party member. And right then and there, he's a legit person. He's a behemoth. And even though he might be affiliated, known drug dealer and stuff like that, why would you want to take money from him when the U.S. put an indictment on him here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Why would he give the party funds? He might have given the party a million or two, but he been a PLP all his life, and, you know, he has contract with them, so he, in return, that's his party, and he get kicks back, and they work back and forth, so automatically he, you know, would be a party donor. And then so he get a card, and he's a member, and then that membership makes you, like, a little protected. As far as the government can protect you, and internationally, you're not protected, but here in the country, this thing that most people don't understand, you have a card. You know, there are many people of the Free National Movement has a card. There are many people of the PLP who has a card, and they are party members, total council, street captains, senior members of parliament who donate to both political parties. You know, and that's how things work there. You know? So the question needs to be asked, is even though this is a good question that he put forward to the government of the country, if Gardner gave funds to the PLP to the general election. I think so. But like again, they can take money, because we have seen both governments had Peter Nygaard and Louis Beacon. And they were taking money from both of these individuals. Nygaard himself is a known pedophile. He was sharing his country. He got an injunction against the Bahamas Supreme Court put an injunction to make sure that he does not remove the sign of Jaws Beach. He was involved with a particular party. Like I said, he is a member. He must give $1 million, $2 million. He said it with his own mouth. He said he won the PLP, the general election. Him and Mr. Christie was going at it with the sperm cell thing up. What NIGOT introduced to the Bahamas and the government of the Bahamas at the time, Perry Gladstone Christie, approved it. The sperm cell research and then donation to the PLP party. Didn't the party took money from Beacon? I think one is the Free National Movement and one is the PLP, right? And NIGOT were here after court's summons, injunction to stop moving George Beach. Did he stop? He continued to vacuum the sign off of George Beach. He had an injunction to stop building on NIGOT Key. He continued to defy the government's order. Why? Because he was entangled with the government and he was protected. Do you remember when an inspector, people say, there's no double standard in the country? What you mean there's no double standard in the country when complaints was made against Peter NIGOT and was swept under the rug? Okay? What you mean there's no double standard in the country? Huh? There ain't no double standard in the country. There's a lot of double standards in a lot of double standard in this country. And there are many cases of double standard in the country. We know there are double standard in the country. We had a lady who lived in the Bahamas, husband got killed. She got sentenced. She said that was inhumane. She's a multimillionaire. She said the conditions was inhumane, blah, blah, blah. When you look, she appealed the case within about 2-3 years. And now she's a free woman of technicality. What you mean there ain't no double standard in the country? Many double standards in the country. You know, we turn away from the double standards, you know, and that's why we the way we are today in this country. So we don't expect our children to be no better. So for a lot of us, when we see a lot of people's children getting killed in the road, and we hear, don't want to say nothing because it's our party and corruption going on. It's affecting all of us. You understand? So a lot of people were saying, a lot of people in the country were seeing a lot of mass shooting going on. Now think about this. Let me see if I'm making any sense to anyone out there. Ooh, listening. Let's go back 3 years now. If the drugs and the firearms that were coming in the country through those airports and in the hands of individuals across Nassau who thought they had immunity because if I get locked up, I could pay my way out at the criminal investigation department because I have a connection up there. So I could go there and kill somebody and I could get away. All I do is pay them $50,000 or $100,000. Now the people who are supposed to protect and serve you, that particular officer is now off the force, right? I mean, still off. I don't know if he's off the force or on the force. They ain't investigated. He was in charge of the criminal investigation department. I know him personally as well. But I know him, you know what I mean? Time passed, right? He has investigated hundreds and hundreds of cases. So you're trying to tell me now, with the incident with the guy from Foxhill who himself got killed, right? Listen to the voicemail coming from an officer who's supposed to be protecting and serving, who's supposed to investigate and taking the bad criminals off the road. He himself conspiring with the guys for $100,000 to get free for armed robbery and probably be murder. How many other cases we had that here happening in the country that if most people reported would have never come to the light of day unless that recording didn't come out? So all the time, you see a lot of guys around here doing all the shooting and murdering. You saying, why they keep on coming out? Eh? You wondering why they keep on coming out? They keep on coming out because the officers who are in charge of the investigation taking bribes and releasing them and putting them right back on the streets. And we are wasting millions of dollars buying police cars and all of these stuff. When it comes to find out these same defense force officers, these same police officers, it could be politician number one running a whole empire here in the country. And then they're going out there locking up the people on the streets, parading them in the news and putting them before the court. That time, there's the one who's supplying the country. And they ain't getting no one no break to make themselves look good and get promotion on the Royal Bombers Police Force, terrorizing the same people who they give them the drugs to. Not directly, you know. The police, all right, it's like this. That's why I say, to speak of those, Mr. Rowe, you better understand, you know, understand the seriousness of this that's happening in our country, okay? Because I being a part of the estates, and I just don't call people names, you know, because I didn't want to destroy people, you know, the way where the message still get out. I knew officers who were like that, but I talk about the police, you know. So when I talk, I talk because I know some things happen, and I still live on the streets, right? So you got to know how to bring it out there. Without really being directly, because you really don't have the evidence. You understand what I'm saying? But now the evidence is coming out. So it links up to exactly what I was saying from day one. And this is how it works. A person who sells drugs or deals drugs or involved with drugs, they get their share. And when they get their share, they're going to they help their people. It could be their brother. It could be their nephew. It could be a family member, and he connected to someone in this, or a guy on the street who's a top gangster in a particular area. And that guy, that gangster, he has 10, 12 guys, and one live here in Fox Hill, one live in Camp Road, one live in Bantown, one live in Grandstand, and one live this way, one live this way. So what he does, he disperses that in numbers. So when he gets this from the shipment that came to the Bahamas, and end up in the hands of officers, they're gonna give it to their family, and their family's gonna give it to their friends, and they're gonna and drug dealers and persons of gang nature, they want firearms because that's what keeps them connected to you, you know, because you used the money man, you used the boss. So they're spreading the country. So when you see all the shooting and killing going on, who responsible? That's how serious this is. So all spending millions of dollars on police cars and all that was a waste of time, because the real culprits were the ones who everyone was turning a blind eye to. And the evidence there to prove it. So, Ms. DeVoe, our old speaker, Ms. Patricia DeVoe, you're a beautiful woman. I think you're doing an excellent job as the speaker of those. But stand up for what's right. And this is what's affecting us as a country. Persons like yourself, who are highly intelligent, who was chosen to represent the people of the Bahamas and the House of Assembly, but yet still, you're trying to say that none of these things are irrelevant. These cost the lives of hundreds of people in this country and still affecting people to this day. Now think about this. All the shooting and killing you see being around the country, why it slowed down so quickly after 3 years? Because that's the same guns and drugs that was going in these kids' hands, and they had immunity because they could get out of the police hand because they have some type of connection. Huh? Most all them stuff we were hearing on the streets were actually true. But we didn't have the evidence. So it wasn't for the U.S. and it wasn't for poisons to come out like Mr. Fox and stuff like that. And other people, you know. And this is not a slap on the officers who are out there doing their job diligently and with integrity, honesty, who are out there right now. This is not for you, officers. It's the point I'm trying to make about the bad apples. For those bad apples was connected to a lot of other people. So when the speaker or the host, she spoke, and then, you know, so I think the opposition leader, Michael Pintard, he went and he filed a complaint to Central Police Station as requested by the Speaker of the House. And like I say, the number one politician is not important to me. It's the fact of this. There were things going on with our airports. People, listen, things were going on in our airport. You know it's the airport? You know it's the control of the airport? You know these beliefs was controlling the airports, people. Huh? That's the first line of defense. And if they were operating illegal narcotics and firearms in this country, then it had to be in the tons. So why do you think all the shooting and killing slowed down? Look at the streets. You ain't hear all them gunshots and stuff like that. Brrr. You know, all that stuff, because now with the U.S. and the Bombers government and the DEU, the decent officers of the Royal Bombers Police Force, who are not corruptible, they're working close in hands with the U.S. because of the allegations, and they themselves are working together to stop the flow of drugs, and they use the intelligence, and that's why they were able to get Curtis and Miller, and that's why they was able to get Gardner and so many others. You see, because that's the intelligence. So, for the speaker to say that these things, no, miss. Like I say, on this matter, no miss. Thousands of people's lives being lost because of the corruption of our law enforcement agencies in this country by corrupt officers. Thousands of people. So all those people usually begin shooting, killing, square away bullets and guys on the street who you see, we raising taxpayers' money, say, these guys coming out every 2 years, and you're wondering why, and we need to take their bail back and stuff. It was a reason for all that. Because they was working hands and hands in with defense force officers, working police officers who were giving them firearms and drugs, and these guys were doing favors for the officers because they're making money for the officers. And that's how it was happening. That's what was happening. And the investigation of the Royal Bombers Police Force, they were not investigating their officers, but they were investigating people, children, PLP children, FNM children who live in inner city community, who sell a little pond, a little two pond, and locking them up and putting the family through hell. You know, locking up the whole house, locking up grandmother, locking up all the dog, the cat, everyone in those. And at that time, guess where the drugs coming in from? The Royal Bombers Police Force and Royal Bombers Defense Force officers, and probably politician number one, whoever it is, being working cahoots in this country. Yep. So let me
read some of this stuff now. Let's see. Okay. Got a message here. Let me see what to say.
And all the poor children, like my boy Ellery said now, all the children out there who are on the streets, going to jail, and at least them getting promotion off their own drugs and own firearms, they putting on the streets. So who's supposed to be protecting the servant? Who investigating them? See, that's what we know, you know. That's what we know on the streets. You know, I get up, guys, listen to me. I just don't like to put people in danger. You know, I come and speak. But I have guys out there who have done business with individuals. I'm telling you what I've seen with my own eyes and see them doing business, people. Now, lately, they're trying to shape up. Now, everyone trying to be clean. Now, that's why you're seeing a lot of crime stop in this country. So to the Speaker of the House, madam, let me tell you, madam, you are behaving just like anyone. And madam, you got to put way right is. I put wrong where wrong is, because it's going to affect you and your family as well, because all this killing, all is connected. All is connected. All connected. So I'm coming here and sit down here and you know, I ain't trying to be against Curtis, you know. I ain't trying to be against Millie, you know. I'm just trying to say people have lost their way and they use their position of power and they forget what is right. So if we don't have a mechanism in place and we don't address it and we try to hide it, what kind of Christian nation is this? A lot of people in this country is going to voice hell wide open. Listen to me. I can tell you this now. I changed my life. I was a violent person. Anyone know me? Anyone could tell you with violence and shooting and stuff. I don't think no one in Nassau has been in more shooting scenes and getting shoot out and being shooting scenes than me in this Nassau, Bahamas. Okay? 20-something times. All kind of stabbings. I've been locked up myself 1,000 times. Right? I only been in jail for a week or 2 weeks. But in my tenure, I've got guys who are more dangerous than me. You understand? And what I see going on right now with the lies, and I see our country deteriorating because of corruption, and we have to fix it. So all I'm trying to say is this: fix the problem. Put internal investigation in these departments. You know, do something like what Inland Revenue did with our customer officer, the lady customer. I'm not here to bring down no behemoth, you know, but if you do the crime, then you should do the time. You used to tell us that on the streets. I can remember when you were going to come, the prime minister of the country, you but Alexander, you come and say, you know, shoot first and ask questions later. And he was saying that to us as teenagers on the streets. And that time, we coming out of a drug pandemic where our mothers and fathers were on drugs and alcohol. So the family homes get destroyed. But people didn't understand that. We were the enemy because, you know, we were young and we were rebels. But if the drugs come in the country, in the streets, we ain't make the cocaine. We ain't make the marijuana. We ain't bring the gun, but we live in this community. So if we don't have the education and the resources to say, we don't need the drugs, we don't need the firearms. We are highly educated. So our mindset is we don't want the guns and drugs. We want to be family-oriented. But if you leave the community deteriorated, what do you expect if the family structure is destroyed and the children are growing up there, the mother and daddy on drugs and everyone doing what they want to do? And who allowed it to come in the country? So all these years, when we look back and we see from the previous administration, we have had politicians and police and defense officers involved in these things for many, many years. And nothing has changed because they never put the right mechanism in place, because between the two parties, people connected to these parties, and when they connected to the parties, you're afraid to investigate the commissioner of police. You're afraid to investigate someone you know who are part of the party, who are involved in illegal activity because they are part of the party. And you will never expose it. And for that, a lot of people just go out and think they can do things they want to do. That's why things come to end for Miller. That's why things come to end for Curtis. That's why me, I give up the bad boy life. Because I see, if I don't stop, I could get killed. Or I could spend a long time in jail. And I ain't gonna tell you no sissy. So I changed my life around. I'm the nicest person you can meet today. So I don't understand what's going on with it. Andre Rawlins, I don't know what's going on with the whole Zabalaman, because you guys want to be bad. You know, I understand the opposition is trying to represent the people, but any of y'all know this assembly bad, hey? Let me tell y'all, when y'all in the streets and you're getting shoot at, and you're picking up corn, and when you could deal with people on their level, on the streets, when you could walk, when you could be able to say, I could walk the street 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, then you're bad. And deal with different walks of life and different personality on the streets. Then you're bad. I still walk the streets every day. Through the shortcuts, the main roads, and everything. And I am a law-abiding citizen, and I don't break the law. But we are people who have a position of power, and they get upset. And they say things like, but you are the people who are supposed to be setting the standard in the country. So how we expect the little boy who beating up the little girl in the school for them to be no better. Because we are not setting no example. We have no principle in this country. Everything is just about party. But when the children get shoot down from the police, those corrupt police, and people being saying that, you know, they put a gun on them. Right? You wonder why, right? Because the corruption was going on a long time. Man, now look now. Why everything slow down? Why all the police shooting slow down? Why all, just think about why all the shooting with the AK-47, why all these AK-47 ain't getting fired on the streets no more? Because now the connection are being severed from the investigation that the U.S. have been doing by arming the drug network here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Like capturing persons like Miller and Curtis. Because stopping them, and then there's other people, right? By stopping them, you stop the flow of the little guns and drugs coming in your country. And you stop the flow of killing your country because they are not no longer getting in the hands of young, at-risk, young streets who would use that power to be so bold to kill people in broad daylight because they get immunity because they got a guy like Johnson who is who is the senior man at the Criminal Investigation Department who we could bribe for. And how many other officers they could bribe. So you get out of jail free card. So you don't know how much favors they do for these officers as well. See, I know. And I'm not against none of these officers. I'm just saying they did wrong. And if you did wrong, you should be punished. They are family. But they affected a lot of people in the country. When they were locking up people, children out there, and putting them before the court, they had no mercy. And these were the same people. Think about this now. These were the same people who wear this uniform. And they run the loads. And they go into the small man in the community. Huh? And locking them up and locking the whole family up. And you was the distributor. And you using the defense force boat. You using the... Oh, Lord. I wonder where the pastors is in this country. See, a lot of people told me they Christian and they standing for God. They only standing for crap. Because if y'all only know what's going on with all this corruption, y'all would have been preaching the sermon and helping the opposition and helping the government to bring a protective bureau in place to go in all departments and deal with corruption as best as you can. Huh? So, to the speaker of those, ma'am, I'm only speaking on this incident, ma'am. Ma'am, you know, you're a good MP, you won twice. That means you did good in your community, you're doing some good work in the community. Your party is doing excellent on many, many different programs and progress. And, you know, and we are 5 years of you guys, and you guys can make the change. Deal with this corruption, man. Because y'all don't know what y'all dealing with, you know. Y'all letting guys on the streets get out of jail free, and they working with the police, and the defense force working with the guys on the street, giving the guys some guns, giving the guys some drugs, giving the guys some free get out of jail card. We have witnesses want to testify. And they wondering why they getting killed, because the guys them know they can get out of jail card free. So when we put that's how we put all this together, you know. Okay, let me give you a prime example. Officer in a Zario Major killing will be tried in Judge Alone case. See, yeah, that's the next prime example. When you watch the video. This guy, Zario Major, he got executed. Right? The video, he got executed. You see, and how many other people, children, got did just like that and got covered up? That's what we're talking about. This the Bahamas people, we can't allow these things to keep on happening in our country because we all be aimers and what you think, this only on 21/7. And that's why we saw so much corruption going on with so many senior officers on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because there's some maternity and they protect one another. We don't mind that, but then, listen, man, we the Bahamas, and we can't deal with it, a small country. You know, these things what our leaders ain't seeing, and they just like, okay, we ain't see it, okay, it is all good. No, it's not all good, because it's affecting us. It's affecting every one of us in this country. Trust me when I tell you this. Huh? It's affecting us. You know, this young guy got executed by officers from the Royal Bahamas Police Force who was off duty. And they were dead intoxicated. You know, because they could get away with it. Why? Bahamas, we could be the best place in the world. We could be the best little place in the world. Why we end up like this? Huh? Because you're part of a party, you're part of a fraternity, and you get some power. Come on, man, people. We destroying ourselves. You know? And me crying in the streets, but this one getting killed, that one getting all out, these mothers and stuff, like crying in the streets. That time when you look all, some of these things connected, because even if the gun didn't come, even if the drugs didn't come directly from them, it went around and the state came around because it coming in the country in the tons. That means the guns coming in the country in the tons. Look at the statistic, people, and why you see everything slow down.
That's crazy.
Are we able to take a little break? No? I hope you know what you're dealing with. So to Miss Patricia DeVoe, it ain't about politician number one. We can care less about politician number one. We care about those other connections with the U.S., us indictment on, and some people are being sentenced. And it's all connected from the top to the bottom. So we can't just throw it away. We have to fix that, though. Maybe we'll see if we take a break. I don't go away. We're back on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM.
It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I'm from.
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in Tango. Where I from, Nintendo.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Nintendo.
Where I from, Nintendo.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone. What you mean he take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
We're back on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City. They accept holidays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And, you know, my producer just rubbed it in the snow. You know, he said a lot of the stuff is alleged. Yes, there are alleged in many cases. We have some conviction in some as well. But like he said alleged. And I would give him a thumbs up for that. And like I said, you know, to the leaders of the country, you know, we have to deal with this issue because it affects us. You know, you guys might look at it from one way as a political thing, but me, I could put it together from top to bottom and see how it's affecting us. So when you guys are taking it for what's wrong and something that happens allegedly and some that happened, you know, because we got conviction with Curtis and we got conviction with murder. So that is not alleged. That is stuff with God now, because it's still before the court. That is alleged. So you're right, producer. It is alleged. And number one politician is alleged until it is produced with evidence. But I'll read what the U.S. ambassador responds to the fabulous and miraculous gossip claims of host speaker. But before I do that, I'd just like to say this. My friend Elroy say, jail them just like how they would jail us. Azario murder has been downgraded to manslaughter. I look at it as murder, but I guess that's the law. And that's the things a lot of Bahamian people really was concerned about, because we saw the footage. You know, and the footage itself shows you that something was wrong and these officers was intoxicated. They did sobriety tests, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So there's a lot of stuff, you know. In response to what the U.S. Ambassador Herschel Walker responded yesterday to host speaker DeVos' dismissal of explosive allegation in the U.S. criminal complaint against Bahamian Air Gardner, fabulous and miraculous gossip saying, wait and see. Asked Mrs. DeVos' comments during a press conference in Grand Bahama, Mr. Walker stressed that the matter remains under investigation. You know, it is funny because people say things like that, but you know it's an open investigation, and I think people know when it is an open investigation, you just wait and see what's going to happen, he said. You really don't want to say anything about it because you don't want to hurt either side. I'm going to see PH2. Okay, sorry. The allegations did not emerge. So he is saying here, the allegation, so he's speaking to the response from the host speaker. And he is saying here, the allegation do not emerge from an obscure legal filing. He said they were made in a criminal complaints file in the Southern District of New York, one of the United States' most prominent federal jurisdiction, whose prosecutors have handled major financial crime organized crime, public corruption, and international narcotics cases. So he letting you know that's what time it is. So even though the speaker said what you said, you heard him, he said, listen closely now. He said, listen again. He said, this allegation did not emerge from an obscure legal filing. He said they were made in a criminal complaints filed in the Southern District of New York, one of the United States' most prominent federal jurisdiction, whose prosecutors have handled major financial crime, organized crime, public corruption, and international narcotics cases. You know what that means? There's some truth to that part as well as this politician number one. Like I say, I don't really care. I know it's a group of individuals. Some we might never catch because a lot of them have cleaned up their doorsteps. Because when reports of individuals about the airport and people involved in cases, and we heard that their life was threatened, next few weeks, all of these guys are dead. Yes, one witness now who was in the victim's protection, who was going to testify against some in the case, but everyone else is a goner. Who police officer's name was called, gardener name was called, eh? And everyone name was called, they lock up. So it is some truth, because there you had the names was called. And then some of the guys who were involved in illegal activities, their name was called. And then, like I say, 2-3 weeks later, they dead. So who killed them? Did we catch the guys who killed them? The guys who killed them still out there. So these two people are connected. We might never find these guys because they didn't clean house now. You know? You watch the movies, this is the mob. We get it going on right here in the Cornwall of the Bahamas. Red on the eyes, but we have people saying that, you know, it's just gossip and crap and stuff like that. But this is a real world, yeah. The mom is no exception from no other place in the world. We have the mafia over too. We have the lodge. We have the politicians. Nah? We have the police and the armed forces who deal with guns and stuff like that. So we deal with the armed forces, you know, they get their click, you know. So we need internal investigation in all departments and see how we can slow down the corruption in the country. It is there, you know. Despite the government doing a good job with all the progress, this is a major issue that needs to be dealt with. And we can't have persons like the Speaker of the House who's supposed to be speaking for the people, not a party. You know, she's the Speaker of the House, and she needs to speak for what's right and speak on these things. And she should have speed the issue up, you know, because it affects all of us, all the murders, all the poverty, all the drug selling and stuff like that. It's connected to our people in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. It's connected to our people in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. It connected to our customs. It connected to our number one politician who's connected to other people in this country. And then it trickled down to the middleman, to the small man, and the small man get all the blame, you know? It's like this. I could get catch with a half bag, which is 1 or 2 grams, right? Probably weigh, listen, $5, $10, right? A guy who get catch with a shipment of drugs, right? I could get charged, me and my 1 gram, my 2 gram, I get charged with dangerous drugs, right? That's what I get charged when I get catch with the joint. A guy who get catch with a shipment of drugs, he getting charged the same thing as me, possession of dangerous drugs. That's crazy, eh? So a joint could be equivalent just as a shipment of drugs. So that's how the little man is getting the blame. You can imagine I get catch with a little joint, and a guy catch with a shipment of drugs. Now, he might pay a higher fine than me, but it still says dangerous drugs. But the little man takes, and all emphasis is beyond the little man. You look a couple of half by, you're seeing getting locked up or a pound of dope and stuff like that, you know? But the big shipments was coming in to our armed forces. And who are whom? And God might not, God might not even know who else was involved.
You might even have a pastor there. RTN's going right now. Because a lot of cover up, there's a lot of police who's pastors, you know. A lot of police on the force who's pastors, you know. And I don't know what God they are serving, you know. I just don't know. You know, I know what God I serve. And I can live like this. I believe in God because I'm always lost my life on numerous occasions. And I know without him, I wouldn't be here today. You know, many of those bullets that were fired at me, I know they hit me, but they never hit me. You know, I just noticed, trust me when I tell you this. People who shot at me, you know, the bullet passed me or gone through me and shoot my friends, killed my friends, you know. You know how many guys got shot on the side of me? My friend Terry Marshall got shot on the side of me once. And he got shot at twice on the side of me at least four times separately when we went behind together. My friend Sidney Thompson, he got shot 3 times when he used to hang with me. My friend Peterson, you know, he got shot in his back. I tried shooting me and shoot him in his back. And all these times, guys were trying to shoot me. So, you know, my friend Keenan Roberts got killed on the side of me. Guy was trying to shoot me. He ended up shooting at me, Gino Pratt, Ronald Bummer Pratt possibly, and Don Pratt possibly as well. So, like I tell you, you know, it's so I know about God, you know, and I've seen him, you know. I've seen him, so I don't know what other people believe in. You don't have to believe in God. You know, that's your right, but you still believe in what's good and what's true, means you stand up for what's right. So it's the same thing. If you stand up for what's right in the country, it's just like you're praising God and you're not dealing with wrongness, you know. So like I say, you know, I know God. And I'm telling everyone that you have to believe what I say. I can tell you what I know. Guys can put gun to my stomach and pull the trigger. Guys can put gun to my head and pull the trigger and the gun ain't going off. And when it did go off, I was able to move it by God just telling me, turning my head. And this was just gonna be a freak accident. But my friend testing the gun I had. And I gave him the gun. It was a 38 revolver. And I put the shots in the gun, you know. And he thought I'd take the shots out. And he asked me to see the gun. And you know, we was talking. And as I was talking, I turned my head a little bit. So, you know, guys like the Skylock, and he just take the gun and like he put it in my head. And as God is my witness, one mind says, Spoochie, turn your head. And the minute I turned my head, I was able to turn my head right at the same time and see the guy get the gun on the side of my temple. And he took the trigger, E-hand on the trigger, and I was able to just push my hand and then boom, and the bullet just ran across my forehead and cracked the wall open. See, that's God. All right? That's God. He was able, in that split second, he was able to, put awareness in me, just turn me head to the side. And I tell you, when the gun fire, I almost got blind. And the bullet put a big hole in the wall. So I know about God, all right? I know about God. So I'd like to say to these pastors and people in high places in this country, you all need to speak of what's wrong in this country. You all are doing this country a disservice because affiliated, you are afraid to offend. And that's where this country is going down the drain, because we have a lot of people in this country afraid to speak out because they feel they're going to be victimized. But if you don't speak out and stand for what's right in this country, this Bahamas that we know will keep on deteriorating at a fast pace. And this year, it'll be a living hell for us to live in this country. Because when we want to try to fix it, we can't fix it. Because the Spirit of God is moving away from this country. Because we are dealing with the spirit of praising a demigod. And that's our leaders in this country. They're only men. And if men don't speak the truth and stand up for the truth, and they deny the truth, whether you're a government official or anybody, you yourself as an individual, you're going to have to stand up for what's right. Let your whole soul be right. Make your whole soul be right. Up rules and regulations, your children come inside. Let them do their chores, you know? Let them say good morning, good afternoon when they see all the people in the road. You know, teach them principle, you know? If the country is going in the wrong direction, make sure your whole soul is covered. You know, that's the least you could do. If our leaders don't want to believe in God or do the, or do what God say to do, and they decide that that's throw away. They decide to throw away what is the right thing to do. Then our children are going to follow. So remember I say, the Bahamas is a conflict zone with each 100,000 person and with 100 murders per year makes us a conflict zone. And remember, I leave this to you guys. We have a mental issue problems in our country because you can see it in the House of, Assembly. You know? How many more minutes again? Huh? 30 more minutes? Okay. Yeah. So just know that our pastors and y'all in this country, y'all leave these politics alone and speak up for what's right in this country. I just give out a definition of what's going on with the corruption in this country. Drugs was brought in the country from our armed forces, passed on to civilians, our law enforcement agency that's supposed to be protecting and serving, taking the criminals off the road. Our head department of the criminal investigation department, which is like, that is alleged. He, that is alleged, but it's in the newspaper. You can imagine he willing to take bribe to persons who are charged with serious offenses, murder, selling drugs, armed robbery, to let them out. Like I say, what more could our government, if we had a government that is righteous, if we had righteous leaders, this would be the first thing they're working on, is how they could deal with the corruption facing all government departments in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, if we want to make this country a better place. We had allegations of passport fraud, national insurance, police racket, you know, forgery, all kind of stuff. But yet still we are saying that we don't have these problems in our country. So yes, my thing, they talked about finance reform. So they were talking about God, and remember I made the issue about Peter Knight, God, and Beacon. Well, former minister of I think Youth, Sports, and Culture, or the Ministry of Education, Desmond Bannister, he was speaking after the general election. He made a comment, and he said that Bahamian people nowadays are asking too much from politicians, and what politicians now are doing when it comes to having funds to more like fix people's house and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In his words, I want to quote his words correctly. I think the honorable former minister, Desmond Butters, is a good friend of mine. He's not just a good friend of mine. I mean, I know him. Maybe he's good friends. He helped me a few times when he was the minister with some programs on the park. You know, he stated that persons, really, what he really referring to is the boss and how he's able to get the nomination and what people expect from him. So he's saying they have to put rules and regulation in place when it comes to campaign reform. So he's talking also probably with Gardner. You know, it's the boss and Gardner. But we have many persons like that who are part of these organizations, who are legit. We have Frankie Wilson, he is a big supporter of the PLP. And you know, then you have other guys on the Free National Movement who are big supporters as well. But he is talking with Sabas, you know, and Sabas, tell you the truth, I think Sabas is what gave the PLP really the election. I think Sabas really gave them a plus. You know, I think when the PLP added Sabas as a candidate for the Fort Charlotte seat, I think that gave them momentum, you know, because Sabas is an innovator. A lot of people love Sabas. So I think that was the game changer right there when it comes down to the election. And, you know, Mr. Bannister was talking, you know, like how and what people expect And I would say this to Mr. Bannister, you know, I would say this again, you guys in politics, you guys start this because you're all sponsors that you'll get from people who come in the country once they're famous, once they're rich and famous. I don't think you guys do a background check to PLPNF, and I think y'all just let them come in our country because they're multimillionaires or billionaires. They're famous. I see we had a guy, you know, who I think he passed away. What's the guy, man, who passed away in the cell? And he was over here. Not Hal Taylor, man. Hal Taylor, that's a Bahamian guy. He was the guy, the playbook guy. And he was here many years ago in the Bahamas. And our government allowed him here. And he was doing the same thing that Peter Nygaard was doing, allegedly doing here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, where he was abusing or sexually abusing our females, using his money as a way to extort them by coming to his Nygaard key, you know? I campaigned money from these guys. And when we take this money from these guys, them, are immune in the country. And we cause it, our leaders cause it, our politicians cause it, because they're the ones who are connected. So when Mr. Bannister said, ring some bells, so we can't point fingers at Mr. Bass, we need to point fingers at the government in the last 50 years who have allowed persons of criminal background come to the Bahamas, like a Mr. Peter Nygaard, because he's convicted now, so not alleged, and destroy our females and our males in the country. And what did our government do? They turned a blind eye. So if you want to do campaign reform, means to check the background check of all the people who are going to donate to the party and put it in the general public eye, and then let us decide and give our input, and because we might have some information on that person who come and invest in that particular party, because you know, once you invest in the party, you want to get a kickback. So the party leaders allowed persons to donate without doing a proper background check. And like again, Peter Nygaard is a prime example. All right? He violated all Bahamian law. He even had an inspector sent from the Supreme Court who gave him an injunction who was waiting outside his house. And he was in his house, and the inspector couldn't get inside Peter Nygaard's house, his residence, even though he had a subpoena from the Supreme Court. But if it was you or me, and we have commission, we have people say there's no double standard in the country, but if you or me get an injunction from the Supreme Court and come to our house in the inner city community, and if that police say, you know, dog, you're kicking, all the hinges get yucked off. So there's double standard. When that inspector was sent by the Supreme Court to go by Peter Nygaard, hey, he was there for hours on the ZNS News, and Peter Nygaard ain't let him in because they couldn't go in the mine properly unless they had a subpoena or a search warrant. Ain't much us could do that in any city community. So there's a double standard. We're going to take this call. We're going to take this one call.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good night to you.
Yeah, bless the schools, Brian.
Yeah, what do you say, brother?
Give thanks and praise. I appreciate you and your sincere narratives, comparatives, right? Now, you know, I know they were scrutinized, I and I. And God, you mentioned can't bring reform, but, you know, the thing is for me, the oligopathy and the monopoly, whatever, you have to understand, people don't love no one, you know, people love the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my brother? You see, what happened is to me, I'm cursed because I've read too much. My mind has bled too much. I try to express myself in a way, right? But, you know, you're so correct in what you're saying. Somebody asked a question. Mr. Storm is afraid to read my text. I'm vexed, right? Because we know on the street, see me and you from the road, our minds can explode, right? We don't know connection. We could go from Chris Cullman up, right? Right, and before that, I run a chronology.
Yes.
And so we have seen the injustices, the plethora of the abundance of injustices from this time to that time, right? Scoogey, listen to me. Nothing's got to change, man. I ain't hating on no one, you know. I just posed a question to a religious pundit. Is hate innate? And he sent me a simple quotation from the Bible. But it is innate, you know. But the question for me is, can you sit and think? I mean, we could hate evil and hate what people do and hate, but, you know, when people hate for nothing, I was trying to figure out what benefit does hating have. Could someone call the talk show and tell me? So I was wondering if we could get rid of hate. I wanted to call Lang to take us. Lang did a show on hate.
Hmm.
And you think of one benefit that they hate get you. You know, you and I never always disagree, but I don't hate nobody. I appreciate one another. We sit and listen, but in listening to you, I squishy, we know there's a disparity in dispensing the justice. They will kick down your door and do a whole lot more. You saw where the lady was complaining about a search warrant with her son, somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I have had money moved from me out of cow foot in my room that I had boldly put in a cow foot on the drawer. And after a search, they come for my nephew, one little fight in school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the money was missing along with some other monies. I can't say that, Scoozy. These people come in your house without camera, and, you know, the guy who married on the other day, the 9,000, he died. All of a sudden, this case appeared in the newspaper after he died, a few days after he died, saying there was an investigation and there wasn't any evidence that the officers moved this and that. What you see what I'm saying, Scoozy?
Yep.
Come on, man, Scoozy, me and you being on the road. But they will... They will come in a big contingency when they go sell in a half pie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I give up. Live up.
Yeah. So this government has a great opportunity right time to implement this now. You know, they can implement this now and put these things in place. And it's across the board, you know. A prime example again, you know, like Reid. We had a custom officer. You know, like I say, we all behemoths, but people use their position of power. And where they're involved with a particular party, and they know somebody who were part of the government, who big time probably a MP, they would use that individual to get him a pass. Because when we listen to the report about this custom officer, you know, and she's a behemoth as well. Like I say, I don't like you, I don't like doing it, but the position you hold, and you take your oath, and you violate that. That's on you. You know, and she used a position of power as a head of that particular department, just like Curtis and just like Miller. And she used that, and she was using that and getting the people money from customs and putting it directly on her account. So that means she was charging people using the Bahamas government, using the customs, and then she was charging the people the money, instead of putting in the treasury, it was going in her bank account. And she was moved from the department. And then she got transferred. And then she tried to use her position because she is a particular member of a party or she connected to some type of minister. That's how they transferred the first time. Without no investigation, just a transfer. And then she did it. To the next institute she went to, now she's before the court for up to 65 or something, corruption, fraudulent, man, crazy. But when they are part of the party protects them, man. And that's the problem right there. And the prime minister has a great opportunity right now to implement this and make the Bahamas a better place. We can take this next call.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
I'd like to make a comment about the MP that is allegedly involved.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. You up there. Go ahead.
Now, he's saying he was just the president and he didn't know who was the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm.
But let you or I go to the bank to open up an account.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
We have to carry our ma and pa debt certificate to first prove we're Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to do a search. That is to open an account with $100.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do a search, and you got to get back to them, if you're lucky, in about a week. So you're trying to tell me now you're dealing with somebody with $30 million, and you don't know who the players are, and you are a MP with your generals in the community, whatever one you're in. Poogie them and tell you mine. You know who you're dealing with them. You're trying to tell me. They calling us fools, you know. Remember the incident with the planes they paid the fella $10 million for?
Yes, sir.
They never got that back. They don't know who he is. So are they in the business of just giving money to people who they don't know? That's what it seems like, especially our money. But let a young Bahamian try to go get a grant or got an idea and need backing. They can't get it, but they playing with, you know what it is, we playing with $30 million. And you don't know who the main players are? Oh, man, come on, man. Pookie, that moves your and if not, somebody in the law enforcement supposed to tell you about that man you're involved with. When you're dealing with that kind of money, you do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want him to think, I believe, I don't know about other people out there. I don't believe it. Now, how far I go with his involvement, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
But don't say you didn't know him. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir. Like I say, the majority of being to the Speaker of the House and to the whole entire country, I say we get about 60 to 70,000 people, right, who are not a part of the political party. They registered to vote in the last general election, and they didn't vote. Because they feel the same way the gentleman spoke just now. You can't persuade them. They have lost trust in the parliamentary system. They have lost trust in our leaders because they know they tell a bunch of lies. Now, the government is doing, listen to me, the government is doing an excellent job, eh? In the tourism ministry, in the development, and all that is good. And housing, but there's corruption. And trying not to deny it and fix it. That gentleman who calling just now, he ain't buying that. Now, he ain't saying Michael Akitas connected to Gardner. He's saying he should have an investigation because it's a $30 million contract to build government complexes. If the government is named, they should do a background check to see if they have any criminal background. And if they have a criminal background, they should they should let them bid. But in some cases, they're saying that he did not bid. He was just given this directly, and the caller is trying to say he probably knew this guy was a drug dealer because this guy was actually indicted by the U.S. So I don't know what our police was doing over here, like the caller was stating, because if we could lock up guys on the street with all this intelligence on the street, who's selling a half bag and who's selling breaking someone's house, we have all this intelligence, but yet still we don't have no intelligence to pinpoint this incident. Sub man right there. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to have investigator as a person of interest to see who this individual is, to see who you're going to give this contract, to see who your partner is. And then, like I say, you still could put it for the bid. But some of these individuals given no bidding opportunity. They just got the contract. And they got the contract because that is a party member, a large party member who has a card and who the government works with. And they are qualified to do the job, you know, but just that some people use their position of power to do illegal narcotics. You know, you don't know what individual is doing. That's like Michael Akitas. He could probably, you know the guy as a PLP. He's a member of the PLP. He has a construction company, far as he know. And he could have known further, but I just said he just deal with him because of, again, like a Marvin Dames, you know, how he ran the boat to the young gentleman, but the young gentleman was using that to do drug transport between here and the Bahamas, you know, indirectly or directly, you understand? And that's what's going on in our country, you know? So it's all alleged, but some ain't alleged. And the caller just called us now to let you know that, you know, you knew something about Mr. Gardner. You knew he's a party member, but, you know, there's ways of getting money back with the Treasury. And this is how the Treasury money is going missing, because they are kickbacks and hiring somebody, because now you got to give me something back. I could give you a contract for $30 million. I ain't saying it's the case. I could give you a contract for $30 million. That don't mean the contract was worth $30 million. The contract was worth $15 million. I just want 10 for myself, okay? Because I had to give somebody else something down the line. A prime example, like going this, there was a minister in charge of the government. I can't remember what part of the government he's working. There was a company that came in, and this company that came in was negotiating with this minister. This minister demanded $1 million because their father was in the hospital, and they wanted this $1 million in order for them to make this business easier for the company that came to the country. This was information was out about six years ago. Well, certain minister of the government. This was in the newspaper as well. I don't need to call a name, but this was in the newspaper. And the company president denied the minister, said that I'm not going to give you $1 million, and it was in the newspaper. So we have ministers who use their position to bribe companies that come in the country to give them certain incentives so they can let them through with customs, immigration, custom duty, and all of this stuff going on in the country to benefit them and to benefit their party and to benefit those who are around them who are part of this. And that's what's going on in our country. It's the way we've been doing business with the PLP and the FNM. So, Mr. Brave Davis, you have a great opportunity right now to slow it down as much as possible. We cannot deal with all the corruption, but we can slow it down and bring some integrity and some balance to it. That not any and everyone can do it. It's like what has happened in the streets. Everyone in the streets want to be killer. That's why everyone getting killed, because everyone can't be a killer. Everyone can't be a bad man. Everyone want to tote gun. You tote gun and you still get killed. Because everyone can't be a bad man. Everyone can't be a killer. So if you don't put things in place and stop certain things from developing, we're going to run this country into the ground. So the pastors in the country, y'all need to start preaching. Because a lot of y'all look like y'all preaching for the dollar. And y'all ain't preaching for God. But I can preach for God. All right? And I can speak my mind. You guys need to step up the pastors in this country. Okay? I hope you enjoyed the show on Guiding Radio. My name is Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scrooge, or Scrooge next week on Guiding Radio 96.9. Bless up, Elroy. Yeah.
Being torn, I say, up and running. Caliban say, my show boy, don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops, them coming.